Looking at our news feature this afternoon, and we have the situation the last couple of days that's unfolded, where the minister has now been urged to halt exploratory octopus permit after a whale death. And we have Kaelin Palm, who joins us in studio. Kaelin, very good afternoon to you and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Zane.
The city of Cape Town is calling on the National Minister of Environmental Affairs to place a moratorium on the exploratory octopus permit after another whale was killed. A humpback whale was killed and found floating about 500 meters off Sunny Cove on Wednesday. And on Thursday, the city's retrieved that particular carcass. I was looking at an IOL video earlier on this morning of retrieving that carcass. What do we know about this story? I don't even know that we're fishing octopus somewhere off our coast.
Yes, they are. It's commercial fishing. So, as you said, yesterday, the city of Cape Town officials, they went down to the beach at Sunny Cove and they removed the whale carcass, the humpback whale carcass. Because this specific whale was caught up in the fishing nets and equipment and obviously drowned. So they removed it. So like you said earlier on, the city of Cape Town as well as the community of Simonstown, they're calling on the National Department to suspend octopus fishing permits on the False Bay coast. It's not the first time that it happened. So they're hoping that they get a response from the National Department. We're also looking into finding out what the National Department has to say. I called this morning. The guys were in a meeting. The officials were in a meeting. So we're hoping that we get a response from them too.
This is the third whale entanglement and second death as a result of the octopus fishing in lines for the past 2 weeks. This is becoming quite a concern. Do we know who holds that permit? Is it only one particular person that's been given that permit?
So according to the city of Cape Town, because we also asked the city of Cape Town yesterday what's the rules and regulations around this. So the National Department, they issue the permit to whoever wants it, obviously in the industry, whoever needs it, and obviously they have to have paperwork backing up with it. But the city of Cape Town said that 17 years ago when the National Department allowed this, they weren't informed, which is why they are coming up now and saying, listen here, we want this to be reconsidered. The suspension as well as the equipment need to be improved so that it doesn't impact on our sea creatures.
So DAF issues the permit.
Yes, yes.
And they've just never looked at it. They've never controlled it. And do we know how much is allowed to be taken out with this particular permit?
No, we don't have those particular details.
The thing is, as I said earlier on, is that, you know, 17 years ago, 15 years ago, this permit was issued by the National Sea Fisheries Department. We now have people in Cape Town up in arms about that.
Absolutely.
What is the community feeling around this?
So they're also calling for the octopus fishing permit to be suspended, as we said. I also spoke to some of the community members in Simonstown yesterday. They're running an online petition which has 22,000 signatures already on. Obviously, people saying this is unacceptable. You can find it online. The lady that's running it's name is Alison Thompson. And also some organizations have backed them up. Sea Change, an NGO as well. And they have other organization and other experts as well speaking on this matter, wanting something, a government to do something about it.
We've taken a bit of a sound clip from an IOL article earlier this morning. Mr. Foster, I think it is, on this particular case. Let's listen to that and see how.
He's been quite vocal.
Let's see how serious this is.
Very sad sight here. Beautiful young humpback whale killed yesterday by the octopus trap in Glen Cairn. It's just been towed across here and now they will drag it out and it will be taken to the landfill site. We have now had three whales entangled in the last 2 weeks. This is the second whale that's died. This is the Table Mountain National Park, so these whales are being killed in a protected area. It's megafauna, threatened whale species killed in a marine protected area. It just, you know, this is iconic species. South Africa is known for the conservation of whales, so it's just, this is a disaster on a large scale, and I just can't see how this can keep carrying on like this.
And that was Mr. Foster chatting there on an IOL YouTube video that we took that sound from. And it's quite serious, because if you actually go and look at this video, you see them pulling this beautiful animal. It should be alive and living. And, you know, these nets are causing major problems. And they say that, you know, the traps with long ropes tied to buoys that float on the surface not only endanger whales and dolphins, but also pose a huge threat to, you know, the sea craft that are there. What are we looking to happening forward?
Okay, so the only thing, I think all eyes are on the National Department now, so we're hoping that Bob Rekrisi's department gets back to us. We should have that in our news bulletins throughout the day. So let's just hear what they have to say, and are they really going to suspend the permits? Let's just hear.
EWN, Kaylin Palm, giving us a sort of a catch-up with what's happening in terms of the where the minister's been urged to halt exploratory octopus permit after the whale death. And I think it's a bit of a sad situation, because I think that if we control these things and if we keep, you know, a proper control over them, and it's not difficult, like somebody said this morning, you know what, we things are not difficult in terms of Metro Rail, in terms of My City, in terms of whatever. It's putting the correct people in the correct places that have the correct qualifications and the correct credentials to actually look after this. And if we manage it properly and look after it properly, everybody will be happy about it. Well, thanks, Kaylin Palmer.